Phoenix Audio presents
The Cosby Wit, His Life and Humor, by Bill Adley. Although much of the charm of Bill Cosby's humor stems from its unbelievable naturalness, much as if he made it all up right in front of your eyes, the truth of the matter is that he knows exactly what he expects your reaction to be when he delivers a joke or routine, and that he has labored hard for the effect he wants to make. What I do with humor is to have three levels hitting all at the same time, he once explained. The most important level is, of course, what he calls the middle level, which is the total laughter itself. But there are two other levels, as he goes on to describe, the levels he calls the overcurrent and the undercurrent. For instance, in my monologues, the humor itself goes straight down the middle. The audience identifies with him during his reminiscences and during his anecdotes about children and family life. Total laughter is the result. A typical overcurrent, Cosby explains, might be the fact that rather than trying to bring the races of people together by talking about the differences, he tries to bring them together by talking about the similarities. As for the undercurrent, that is the level, he explains, that makes an appeal for an understanding of the gap between the ages in the lives of people. Serious stuff indeed, and something Cosby doesn't normally deal with, either in his appearances before the public or in his writings. In effect, Bill Cosby is a happy mixture of many complex character elements, all of which enable him to create his own brand of special humor that transcends any arbitrary boundaries that might be set up and tends to reach across all dividing lines to bring laughter to all living beings. How did it happen? What made this man a symbol of humor and wit and kindness? What went into the making of the essentiality of the Cosby wit? William Henry Cosby, Jr.